Now, after the description of those 144,000, they are called the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb in verse 4. Verse 4, Revelation 14. Again, what are the first fruits? Now, there was an ancient ceremony the Israelites always conducted in the spring harvest. And remember that Almighty God revealed His purpose and His plan by pointing to life in its cyclical nature on this earth. Almighty God is life-giver. He is creator. Even the ancient pagans could understand the miracle of putting a little grain of wheat in the ground and seeing a great stalk come up and dozens and hundreds of grains of wheat where there was only one before. Even the ancient pagans could understand that the only real new wealth that man does not create with his hand, but that the earth brings forth abundantly, and they could rejoice, and they even began to develop pagan religions and worship whatever forces or whatever things, such as rain, the weather, sunshine, seasons, signs of the heavens, signs of the zodiac, to which they attributed the marvelous phenomena of the creation of new wealth from the soil. But the eternal Creator God always appears before mankind as life-giver, as designer, as the inventor, the author, the beginner, and the present sustainer of an intricately arranged and interdependent biosphere, an area of life that we call an ecosystem in which man reigns supreme. When Almighty God placed His nation in a land, He described that land as a land of milk and honey, a land with cows and all kinds of bees and flowering plants and herbs and shrubs and trees and vegetables and the like. And when the spies searched it out, they came back with some grapes suspended on a post between the two of them that were so huge they were like our grapefruit of today. You'd have to take a knife and cut a grape and divide it among about five or six people. And they couldn't believe the incredible, verdant, luxurious soil and the verdant growth that they saw over there. And that was what God gave them, a beautiful land in which almost anything would grow. And then God began to point out to them the purpose, the program, the master plan that He had in mind. And the way He did it was this. He established an ancient festival called the Feast of Weeks, or the Feast of First Fruits. And that meant the feast, the festival, in honor of the spring harvest, of the ripening of the grain. You know, even today they have the winter wheat, and of course in the spring it ripens, and they can cut it and then go out and plant, and they'll have another fall harvest. It was the same then, especially in a Mediterranean climate like ancient Palestine, so they had a spring harvest and a fall harvest. Now, as the grain ripened, God wanted the priesthood to acknowledge Him. And so the priest would walk out into a field of waving grain, he would take a scythe, he would cut out an armload, he would bind it together, and he would hold it up like a sheath, and it would probably be bound with some string or cord. And he and his priestly attire would take this sheaf of grain of the first harvest. The first harvest was the spring harvest, and this was the first cutting of that first harvest. And he would wave it in the air before God. And that was to be done at a specified time, having to do with the vernal equinox and a spring harvest. Now, Almighty God established certain annual holy days, the Passover, the days of unleavened bread, and then they were to count 7 weeks until they got to what was called the Feast of Weeks, or the Feast of First Fruits, or we know it in the New Testament as the Feast of Pentecost, and they took the Greek word meaning count 50, because He said it had to be 7 weeks plus one day. So He said you count 7 weeks from the time that you put the sickle to count to cut the corn or to harvest the grain, from the time of that wave sheaf offering, which was to take place on the weekly Sabbath during the days of unleavened bread, they were to count 7 weeks unto them until the morrow after the seventh Sabbath, and that next day, which is a Sunday, was to be the Feast of First Fruits. What did it show to the people? What does it show today? It shows that Jesus Christ, who was the picture of the wave sheaf, is the first of the first fruits harvest into the kingdom of God, the family of God, from all these clay models, all these human beings down here below. And that to follow Him at the time of His second coming are the rest of what are called the first fruits. And then later on, which is a vast subject, is to come the great fall harvest. If the nations of the earth, if the churches of this world knew that truth, they would understand why the 144,000 are called in Revelation 14:4 the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. They would understand that Satan, the devil, and God Almighty are not engaged in a tug of war for man's souls, that Almighty God has a time schedule of events, that Almighty God is working out everything according to a specific set series of events and a schedule according to a certain timetable, that God is not trying to save the world today, that he didn't try to save the world in the past, he didn't try to call everybody and save everybody through Christ when he was on the earth in his ministry. He is not trying to do it today. Now notice in chapter 14, verse 4, that the 144,000 were called the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And after that we see this gospel being preached, and the emphasis of the gospel is what? It's fearing God, being in awe of God, and speaking of God as the one who made the heavens, who made the earth, and the sea, and the fountains of waters. Isn't it interesting that Almighty God points to the mundane earth, the rain and the waters, and reminds us that we're physical and we're human, when he says, why don't you look at what I made, and then maybe you get a better idea of what I'm like and what I'm all about.